I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decision. We are here for the end of Women's Month because, bitch, we are women. I'm your
Mandy
girl.
Said, Mandy said this is going to be the last outline. That's how much she loves dick. She saved it to the last day of the month.
I mean, we done had a little mint sprinkled in there, whatever.
We did.
Yeah, you know, even a white man. But it's okay. I loved my By the way, I talked to my mama. I ain't know she had a crush on that nigga, too. And he not a nigga. But I ain't know she had a crush on that BWC either.
Didn't you tell me a few weeks ago white niggas ain't a thing?
My point. That's why I corrected myself.
White niggas is real. People be white.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. You know.
Honestly, he was really fun. And it, you know what it reminded me of? It's like, I'm glad that you enjoyed him. But I did think to myself, like, I do want people that are older on. I like that 50 is like, for me, Cinnamon Love and him, it's just, I like learning from someone older. Because normally it's like sharing stories and discovery. And like, not like Liz Goldman is old, because she's not. But still,
but she's more like
she's experienced life.
I want
in a different
an
way.
Old hoe. I want a bitch who's still 50 in the strip club.
I want you to roll in here because you know what I'm saying. Your hip gave out. Like that's what I want. My mom is the oldest hoe we've had, 71.
We definitely should have more old hoes on here.
If you or your grandmother would like to come on Horrible Decisions, if you, I don't know, you're on AARP, maybe we'll even do a little nursing home drop-in. Let me know.
Well, hoeing is genetic. We know that. So just so you know, if you're a hoe, so is your mother, so is your grandmother, so is her mother. It's all there.
Hereditary, not genetic.
Hereditary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there we go. I guess we'll start with a brief catch-up.
Oh, you want me to cry right now?
No, okay. Well, don't do that.
I did buy a vibrator, which is funny because I was out with Brianda, who, for those of you remember, Bible girl, who doesn't masturbate. And I was just telling her, like, Bri, like, so I have been so busy with work, I ran into her in the street. She called me, ignored the call because I was in a meeting, left the meeting, and she's like, look at the Lord. So I had tea with her real quick. And I was like breaking down, like, Bria, I just feel so busy. I feel like I can't be a good daughter. I feel like I can't date. Like, the guy that I'm dating and I are looking for 2 or 3 days in March that match. Like, it's really difficult. And it's crazy because you know you really vibe with someone when you're really looking for that time.
Yeah.
And long story short, I was just like, oh my God, I just like, I don't know what's going on. I can't have sex because I'm so busy and blah, blah, blah. She's like, you might need to get a toy, mama. So we walked into a sex store.
You don't have just a lot of toys to play with?
I give away all of the shit that we get.
Me too. It be their gifts. Like, here you go, bitch.
They be like, I know this was free. Okay, bitch. I know niggas that got Nike deals. They still give me shit. That's a gift.
I was about to be, the value was $112. Take it, bitch.
So I walked in, bought a vibrator, and it was really funny because while in the store, the guy, there was a guy in there that looked at me, and I wondered if he realized, like, oh, she didn't do horrible decisions. He just had to look like he was young. But long story short, you know, they've got the womanizer. They've got this one, the rabbit, this, that. I was like, what's $10? Because I'm barely, I'll tell you why. I don't use any kind of sex toys. So my shit's so sensitive.
Okay.
Bitch, I had that shit on the 1 out of 10 speed. And I was, and I came. I give a, It's so, really bad.
It's so crazy because you are trying to find time for someone you're interested in. And I, on the other side, am, and I feel crazy. I feel like I'm reverting only to just for it to be comfortable. But I have zero time to go on dating apps to find someone I'm interested in. It's crazy because Tyomi tweeted something the other day and she was like, all the single women, what's the worst part about being single? And I said, it has everything to do with the dating and talking phase. To me, it's
oh my God,
phase.
I love when you jump into boyfriend.
Yeah, like just be my boyfriend.
That's the only reason I miss Old Bay, not him, the schedule.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. That's my thing about soulmate. I'm like, nigga, can you just come back and we just do the things on my free time so I can have fun? Like, I was talking to my therapist today and I said, I'm going to Atlanta this weekend and I was supposed to go for something else. I do got a nigga there too. I was also supposed to see, but now I don't even want to see him. But it's like, I'm just going to have a break because I realize that if I stay in New York, I'm just going to work myself to death. But also I'm not talking to anybody right now. And it's been really difficult with
the snow.
to get to know somebody, like that idea of the talking phase and planning dates, like, I'm in the middle or ending a run of touring. We're about to go on a fucking long ass tour. So I'm just like,
not you gave him a hint.
Bitch, they know. We've been saying it.
Just saying, this may be the last. Anyway, the last dance.
It's really frustrating because I'm like, I realize now why I had my first boyfriend when the pandemic was here.
You know,
and it's because we had time to talk.
A few weeks ago, we had a conversation that I actually brought up at this women's dinner just because, like, for the sake of, they were kind of boring. Sorry. Oh. It was sponsored, but they were boring. But the conversation got hot. So basically, this girl was saying how she's pouring into doing things outside to meet someone, blah, blah, blah. She was in her 40s. And then another girl was saying she's just going out with her homegirls and hoeing. I said, you know, I said, and most of them knew horrible. I said, Mandy and I have a conversation coming up where we both, it was a trumpet conversation where you were like, I'm spending time with my friends. And he was saying, oh yeah, that's like polyamorous. And I'm like, well, I want to invest in a love relationship. And I was like, so if we're asking for these things, what do you guys think is a priority? Because nobody's really wrong, actually. Right? And it's crazy. Down the middle. The women that I realized talked about prioritizing friendships. This to me was hella interesting. Almost every woman that talked about prioritizing a friendship had been broken up with, had someone disappoint them, and had recently been like, fuck these niggas. I realized that friendships is what I need to be growing and cultivating. Okay. The ones that were looking for love were tired of how much time they spend with their friends. That were like, I need a break from these bitches. And I'm like, oh, and that kind of counteracts with being busy. Because for me, like being able to go to Thailand with Vinny and Enoch, like that was such like a pleasure for me. Like we had, it was really our 10-year mark of being friends. Like I didn't think I'd have that time. You know what I'm saying? So like to be able to do that with friends that I see once a year sometimes together was great. And that's what I was able to do. But I was like, damn, it is true. When you're busy, you're like, you got to really pencil in your friends and your people. So if you don't have someone you're dating, how do you do it? And a woman said to me, because I said I was prioritizing love, she's like, you're probably going to find it. And you're probably going to have all the things you want, like a husband, a baby or whatever. And then right when you need help with that baby and motherhood and an outlet, you probably won't have it because you weren't building it right before you got that man.
I think for me, it's a, my friends are going to be here before you. My friends going to be here after you. I don't think I believe in the forever. My friends have also been who I can rely on. I also just had this, again, conversation in therapy. To me, like, what I want from a man, I can do without or I can get very easily. I think dick is, like, the easiest thing to get.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. Like, all these niggas just been waiting for me to break up with this man. And now they're all like, hey, I'm here. You still in New York? You still... They're all just still there, right? And so, to me, it's...
They really do be right
bro,
there.
Bro, they're all just right there. They in a Rolodex. That's what you do. Go back to the Rolodex. They all gonna be there. And I'm just having now a hard time seeing if I have any time to get to know somebody else. And I think, again, that's why I was able to experience my first real relationship was because that's I had all the time in the world to get to know somebody. Bitch, we were hiking.
To be honest, though, I think that the common theme sometimes is most people that find love aren't looking.
Oh, I was about to say that. And that's the thing. So the prioritizing of love or the prioritizing of meeting a partner, when I met soulmate, bitch, I wasn't looking. Bitch, I met that nigga on Zoom.
And it sounds really bullshitty, but did I tell you how that flea market day happened? Because I will reiterate it, my nigga. It was so crazy. I had sex with another nigga the day I met him. And that nigga said to me, I made a joke. Every time I fuck, I end up meeting somebody because my chakras be open. He was like, yeah, you probably gonna meet your husband tomorrow. He said, congratulations, good luck, and you're welcome. He joked about it with me. And I was like, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna walk to the Melrose Trading Post and just like enjoy my life. And met that nigga. And I remember consciously thinking every time I met someone that I was into, I just stumbled because I was doing something for myself. It's like a common thing.
Oh yeah.
Now don't get me wrong. I'll be on date now.
Nigga too. When I tell you, I'm telling you, bro. I said I can't believe that happened.
But you went. Yeah, I will say this. Some of y'all bitches, and this is just a little bit of advice for Women's History Month. I have a lot of homegirls, much like you probably do. All the boss bitch girls I know be in bed early. They be focused on their shit. Yeah. You do have to get out and mingle. You have to get out of your... Let that be with friends. If you don't do it, it's either going to be on an app. But if you don't kind of get yourself out there, it's not going to come to you in
the
house.
It was so funny because when I went to the Reed's 10th anniversary show, I said, y'all couldn't have had this at 4 p.m.? Like,
oh, I know.
So we could have been in bed by 8. Like, that's also still is also the common thread. Like, we love a brunch now. We love a happy hour. If you got me rolling up out of bed to be somewhere at 11, like, I got to get ready at 10 to be there by, like, 11:30, I ain't going to make it.
I just have a, friend of mine staying at my place in New York from London for a few weeks. And he said to me, yo, like, I have to tell you something. No offense. I just thought you were going to be a party girl. He's like, I just pictured you that way.
Wait, are you not anymore?
He was just saying, like, I didn't expect this regimen. He's like, you get up, you go to the gym, you're on Zoom, da da da. And he's been at my house for maybe a few weeks. And mind you, I barely am in New York. But I had one night where I came strolling in at 6 in the morning. And I was fucked up. And I went out all night. And it was one. It was one that I gave myself. But, like, I party hard. It's just that I think people do think that of me because of my crazy stories. It do be from that one night. Remember that last time I was in London? I met the trainer nigga that almost robbed me when he was going to come to my hotel. Like, it does happen for me. But, like, yeah, I think people just kind of expect because of either what I do or whatever that I'm wilding the fuck out. When I'm out, oh, bitch, I'm
out. You slow down?
I don't think I slow down.
I'm just shocked.
I think I've always been this way, bro. And I think that's why you joked about the drinking thing with me. I go out all the time and you be like, oh, you can't handle your liquor like that. You've been saying that for years. It's just that, like, I just go hard when I'm there.
Mm.
Bitch, if I'm set out on the night, oh, that's it.
Well, I'll be honest with you. In honor of Women's Month, fuck Mother Nature. Because the way I was just hoping with the short month in February that my period was going to be off just a little bit so I could be a hoe for Dreamville. Because, bitch, I saw that lineup. It wasn't really nobody I'd give the cooch to. But I'm like, niggas gonna be there. I'm ready.
That was a very good lineup.
I'm ready to meet somebody at Dreamville. Bitch, period, on time for me to be right there on my period. I was on it last year, but it was cool because I got a nigga. So I wasn't really looking to fuck on nobody last year. This year, puss is open.
That's where I met the Dreamville nigga.
Right, you had a whole Dreamville nigga. And I'm just like...
His friends asked me if I was going. I was like...
I was ready to throw this cooch all weekend, and now I cannot.
Can I be real? I want to go back, but I don't want to go back to Raleigh.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. Already got my hotel. Love Raleigh. Everyone has after parties. But
those were fun.
You went to work. This is why...
But I did have a good time.
So we have our very last live show on the 31st. I done already let niggas know New York ain't getting no after party out of me. I got my flight.
Are you doing after parties in every city?
We did in L.A. We're doing a lot. I won't be at the one in New York. You know why? Because I have a 7 a.m. flight to Raleigh.
Well,
then I have to
good for you and Bridget, because I'll tell you right now, bitch.
How
many cities you think we finna get out of me? I don't know if I can do it, bitch.
What, the after parties?
Girl, I was so tired in London. That was jet lag. Hold on.
Yeah, we was all the way in London.
Okay.
Did I go out after? I did.
Bro, I'm sorry. I thought about that hotel after experience.
I went out after. Anyways.
Why don't you throw the sex parties?
We're already throwing live shows. The production of throwing events. I've done the dinner. I've done a sex party. It's a lot of fucking work.
Just let them put your name on the flyer and show a titty and they got their money's worth.
Yeah, nah. I'm good. Well, let's get into our vanilla shit for the week. Y'all, it starts with Florida woman. So you know it's going to be some shit. So a Florida woman demands sugar mommy daddy day from city planners. That's right. A Florida woman has hit headlines after calling for a sugar daddy and mommy appreciation day in Boca Raton.
Oh, my God. I saw that.
You saw that shit?
Do you have a little bit of clip of her talking?
I don't know if we can play it.
She was awful.
Well,
why didn't we have a better? She was so awful that when he got up there, he said, you got 5 minutes.
Bruh. The blonde bombshell, who identified herself as Ashley Cream, took to the microphone at a Boca Raton planning and zoning board meeting and proposed that March 10th should become a designated day to celebrate the area's benefactors. Sugar daddies, both gay and straight, and yes, even sugar mommies, are responsible for college educations, cars, homes, rents, jets, and the occasional body enhancement. She argued that sugar daddies and mommies are vital to the Florida economy and that Boca Raton is a particular hotspot for the generous geriatrics. It appeared that Cream may have her own sugar daddy as she was accompanied to the meeting by an elderly man whom she was later seen pushing around in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God. I just saw her pop up and I saw a little old man in the back. Girl, I ain't gonna hold you.
My mom
and I used to watch Anna Nicole.
Bro, we all loved Anna Nicole growing up.
I know. She was the shit.
We did. I think that for us being supporters of sex work, we have all of these weird holidays now on the calendars, right? Anyway, like, y'all know Pi Day.
What did you say?
Pi Day.
Pi?
Pi Day is...
What are you saying?
Pi. Pi. Like, three...
Are you hearing something different as well?
Are you not hearing pi? Pi Day.
Did you tell me when you heard it? Did you hear food, Jay?
No, is that food?
You didn't hear it either.
It's pie. Like 3.14 day.
This is still pie, huh?
Did I not say pie?
Did you say palo as well?
No.
I said
pie. Am I not saying it right? It's only three letters, bitch. How could I say it wrong?
This is giving me.
What?
Yeah. Pie. Wait, do you still not know? Pie, P-I-E, like P-I, food.
But it's not the food, it's P-I actually.
But you tell me you say pie and pie different?
I said pie? I ain't even got my golds in, bitch. Y'all can't understand me.
I just want to be clear. I'm not trying to call you a hardy R.
That's fine.
You're doing it yourself. That's what the fuck going on. So, is it pie? What the fuck? God damn, ho. Shit.
Okay,
well, I feel like we had a civil right there. Can I have some pie? The fuck?
No, pie day is like 3.14, like the circumference, like the math shit. Hold on, what is Pi Day?
We are from the same place, y'all. I just want to say, maybe I had a My Fair Lady moment. Mandy didn't, and she was eating pie.
I know it was on March 14th. So pi is the symbol used in mathematics to represent a constant. And it's like a little squiggly or something like that. But anyways, they got a day. We know Mother's Day, Father's Day even still exists. But there's a whole bunch of weird days. Because niggas ain't really daddy.
They could have made it Sugar Daddy Day on, like, the next day after Father's Day.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. No. I think
Father's Day and Zaddy Day.
I'm not going to lie. I would prefer a side nigga day. Like, a Zaddy Day.
Like, February 15th? That's already that.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, like, bitch.
Officially?
Let me tell you what my homegirl got. Oh, my God, bitch. One of my homegirls is fucking... I think I have mentioned it on the show. She's fucking, like, someone that she can't be in public with.
Bitch, hold on. National Zaddy Day is actually October 4th.
They just make a shit up.
Bro.
But Zaddy might be like hot guy. It may not be like sugar daddy.
Hold on, I'm about to see. So Zaddy Day, celebrated on the 4th of October, is to celebrate...
This shit came from fucking Urban Dictionary.
What national day is it? No, that's what it came from.
Bullshit.
Oh, so Zaddy Day is actually boyfriend day.
Bye, girl. Okay, let me tell you this tea. So I just caught up with her at that women's dinner because we were both invited. And again, she's fucking with a nigga that's like crazy famous.
Okay.
And so he's married. And
aren't they all? They all are.
I was like, she had this diamond tennis bracelet necklace. I was like, God damn, bitch. Your nigga got you that? And she goes, oh, let me show you my performance. Bitch, I was crying. She goes, I started it up on the 10th. She was like, I knew what I wanted, and I knew I had to put the pressure on his ass.
Wait, the 10th is in February 10th?
Yes.
4 days before Valentine's.
Mm-hmm. She was like, because I feel like if I start too early, then he's not going to feel in fear of fucking up his day with his wife. So she said on the 10th, she was like, babe, I just can't believe it. And she said she started like slowly and slowly and slowly. And then she said she sent him a, will you be my Valentine? And then after it put, sorry, I'm trying to unsend the message. Bitch, I was crying. So after, I guess after a while, he finally was just like, well, what can I do to make you feel better? And she was like, I don't know, but I want you to do what you think would be extravagant enough for me to forget. I want to be able to have something tangible to keep in mind that you still care about me. So she was like, bitch, I thought he was going to get me a car. Mandy, when I tell you the diamonds, like, she can't walk down the street with these diamonds on.
And they probably cost as much as a car.
They do.
Like, because I told you, I've still been looking for my Cuban link, and bitch, they still $30,000.
These niggas, so mind you, she was like, oh, I know people are going to be reposting you and your wife on Valentine's Day. I can't handle it. It's a couple's goal lie. It's giving me no faith in what we have. Bitch!
What is the faith in what they have? Like,
she's lying.
She's lying to herself.
She's lying to him. She's tricking him. Like tricking on it. Like, what else could she be? What else could she really want? She did it on the 10th on purpose, knowing she wanted gifts. Like, he loves her pussy.
Yeah,
and
but does she want more from him?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I'll be real with you, though. I don't think so. But she can't be that good of an actress. Because when I met him and saw them, I was kind of like, oh. Like, he was holding her hand, calling her baby, saying, I love you. Now,
all the married niggas
don't
that.
Get me wrong. They did
you,
take my
niggas
phone.
Treat you better.
They took everybody else's phone at the spot for the dinner. And I kind of was just looking around like, no one else sees this. Nobody else sees
they
this.
See it.
And we just all pretended. But, you know, she basically was, she was like getting his plate ready and doing different things for him.
I'm not gonna lie. I do think, and this is why, like, if you with the right person, I think that a lot of times the wise be knowing. Depending on how lit your nigga is and how rich.
Because who can you be with after?
How well kept are you? You going to stay around and you just kind of know what it is. Like, luckily, I think due to this show, men are becoming more honest with how they truly can show up in relationships, who they can be. The fact that they probably ain't really monogamous. I mean, I think that we've talked about that being an issue. But more and more, I'm hearing that men are like, listen, bitch, you're not going to be the only one. I told y'all, just be the favorite.
There may be a shift, I think, that'll start to happen. Like, right now, we're in crazy poly open relationship mode. And I think we'll see the effects of this 5 to 10 years from now. And I think there's going to be a major shift where, like, kind of like how when Obama became president.
What's the shift?
I'm saying, like, when Obama became president, it felt like it's a new day. And then, boom, now we got hella Republican, abortions being taken away, fucking no drag queen shows, gun laws, shit going crazy. Like, I really feel like we're so oversaturated with the openness and shit that we're going to revert back. Like, I'm hoping that we can talk to someone. I'm sure they told you about their open relationship on our show. I don't want to say their name.
Oh,
and
I think I got that. Okay.
But anyway, basically they're dating someone and he's feeling super unfulfilled in this poly relationship.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We talked about
that. And it's just like, God damn, like, how many more people do you need to where you don't feel valued? You know what I mean? Like, I flat out told a nigga recently, like, who'd you go to dinner with? Like, I'm telling you right now, like, I don't have the time for it. Like, I don't. I don't know how many hours you got in a day. Like, that's not going to work for me. I feel like I have to say it verbatim, no matter how crazy it sounds, whether you're my nigga or not. You know what I'm saying? If you're my man, obviously, if I don't want this, I'm going to tell you. But okay, if we're like working towards something and you're finding time for other shit, no, don't make me get back on the apps because I'll be gone.
I mean, it's tough because if he's working around your schedule, he's working around your friendships, he's working around you traveling and your family. To me, if I expect someone to work around that and I'm busy and can't give them the time that they want when they're free, if they want to fill their free time up another way.
Oh, if you got 5 hours to go to dinner with a bitch.
You think he has 5 hours to fly to you? Like,
yeah. I'm being not dramatic, the same, y'all.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I did want to get into us sharing a hors d'oeuvre before we get into the horrible decision. In terms of a sex tip, this is for the men because it recently happened and it's okay. I want to let men know it's okay to scream. So
My God.
It is okay to scream.
What's a man
fellas?
Scream?
I don't know, because the man just knew he was going to scream. So the little boo I'm seeing now, I had him moaning with his big ass, like real nice moans.
I love a good fuck.
Sexy moans, and I was like, all right,
was
time
that
to go
sexy?
Again. No, it was sexy, bitch. Big ass nigga moaning like, And I think he was moaning so much, it made him uncomfortable.
Were you in his butt?
To where I was in his butt, bitch. I was eating the fuck out that ass. And so I was like, cool.
We ready? Do you say what you're doing in dirty talk?
So when I was sucking his dick, because we talk about it before I get to him, so clearly it's gonna happen, right?
I love to talk
so
with him.
It was after the club, and so I'm like, look, on the dick, and so I'm looking at him. We decide to record it, so we're recording it. We're having all this fun, and so I'm looking up at him. So I come up from the top of the dick, and I'm like, "You want me to go lower?" And he said, "Yes, like, yes." So I went down to the balls, spent all the time at the balls.
Yes, eating it like a pie.
No, bitch. No, I was licking. That was, it's the balls. So I'm licking the balls, and then I come slightly up from the balls. Look up. You want me to go lower? Bitch, not him saying no, but shaking yes. I said, I got you. So, bitch.
Said I got you. Like, bitch, I'm going to give you a ride to the airport.
I feel like he ain't want to say yes, but he went like this because he was too, maybe he ain't want whoever he was about to show to let him know that he said yes.
You ate ass on camera?
Mm-hmm. But you couldn't really see me. You only saw the top of my head. So it could really just be any blonde bitch. Which, by the way, y'all stop sending me every video of a thick blonde bitch. It ain't me.
How do you think I feel with light skin braids?
Bro, it ain't me. So anyways.
This a deep fake.
So he says yes, but he doesn't say yes. He says no, but shakes his head yes. And I was like, I know what you want. He was like, and then went real fast. So I said, okay, scooted him down from the couch a little bit, lifted them legs, and got to work. And baby, the moaning. So anyways, we don't go to a round two, which then I have to cuss him out for. I said, sir, fulfilling me, it's going to take more than one round. If you can't go that many rounds, we're probably not going to see each other much longer, sir. Because he's also much younger than me. So I had to just be really like.
What you call him, sir boy?
No, I just said, sir. Like, listen here, young man. Young man, you can't keep it going. I'm going to get to going.
I do appreciate that a young dude, and I think this would actually help men later in life. I don't know how young he is, but under 25 young?
Under 25 young.
So like experiencing
above
that,
18 young.
He's going to know what he wants later in sexual experiences. Like being able.
Oh, great. So I'm his teacher. Like,
what do you think you are, bitch?
I mean, cool. Yes. Well, then I need more gifts. I need more shit in the Rolodex from you of what this
relationship
is. Is
this the dude that you went to see?
This is the dude I'm about to see in a couple days, yeah.
Wait, so was this the one that...
Yeah.
And you had to go shopping because you didn't have
time? Yeah.
Oh.
So, like...
Was that the first time?
No.
Oh.
That's the like, I've seen him... I've been seeing him for, like, the last year now. In between my breakups.
In between my breakups.
Because
I know you watch it still, nigga.
In between my breakups. But no, so like I've seen him, like this will be 3 times in a month. So like I'm seeing you and he's like, you know, be patient for how long, nigga? I'm gonna have to go get some other dick if you're not gonna get up twice. So, but literally he said, he was like,
he's that young?
Yeah, he's young. So he literally was like, so he was like, okay, I like, you're gonna have me screaming if we go again. Because of how loud he was already moaning.
Where y'all was fucking at?
In a hotel. Bitch, and it was a suite. So nigga had...
I love a good suite.
It was really big.
Remember when London Hotel guy got me there?
Oh, listen. It was
really big. I was like, damn, this shit has a conference table.
Like, it was so big. Bitch, when we went to clean up, he had a bathroom, I had a bathroom.
That's the best.
Bitch, come on, 2 bathrooms. And so he was just like, no, I know I'm going to be screaming. And no. And I was like, I would like you to. So fellas, if you are with a bitch that just pleases you so much that you moan real loud and you're like, ooh, I can't sound like a bitch, sound like a bitch. Please. I'm here for you sounding like my bitch. Anyway.
Wait, you know why I asked you if you talked about the ass thing? So there's a Sex and the City episode. I haven't quoted it in a while, so y'all be patient. Miranda is fucking with this dude who keeps scooting his ass up because he wants her to lick it. And finally, he's like asking her for dirty talk. Tell me what I like. She's like, oh yeah, you like it when I stroke your cock? Yeah. And you like it when I spit on it? Oh yeah. And you love it when I put a finger in your ass? And she was like,
yeah. Yeah.
Don't tell.
So there's no talking. That's why I was really like, we can kinky talk, but in person, I know I have to ease him into as nasty as he's being because he let me know no one else has done that before.
Did you tell him you're going to talk about it on Horrible?
No, he's not going to get a name or anything. Like I said, I don't know how long it lasts. It could be anybody. I eat ass. Multiple asses.
What should we call him? Young boy?
We could do a young boy. He could be called young boy.
Is he young enough?
He is. Bitch, to the point where I'm like, just so you know, if we out in public, like, that was the fun part about even being with him. I was like, okay, so we outside. We just gonna eye fuck each other from across the room and no one in the room is gonna know I'm leaving home with you. Mm. And so that's what we played. Because I'm like, now it's to the point where he's too lit, I'm too lit, and a lot of girls are fans of the show, and I don't want the fans seeing me out with who I'm really, like, entertaining and fucking with.
Fuck no.
No. Just so you know.
Dog, do you know how people...
Nobody that I fuck, do I follow? Y'all know I block them niggas.
You can't. I fucking unfollow the niggas.
I will unfollow.
But to be honest with you, though, Mandy, on some real shit, I sometimes think when I'm out and about, like, of course people come up to me, but I don't even realize how heightened it is until I'm... Bitch, if I go out anywhere with Brent, people are, like, actually rude.
No, but that's like, what I'm saying.
One bitch, no. I think we were eating with friends at Katana, and this girl was like, I want to see y'all fuck. Bitch, I'm eating food.
Yeah, no. Y'all ain't finna do that to me. So literally, I told
you. You can't hang out with people.
Mind you, I thought we was just about to fuck. He said, yo, meet me at the club. The club.
Oh, bitch, hold on. London Hotel guy?
The club.
This is some terrible shit. This is how I know I still got a hoe in me, and it makes me feel proud. Remember when I told you, I think I said it on Patreon, how he was like, I just want to come and give you money like an old nigga. Like, I feel like that's what would make you answer my call. Cause you tried to be a boss bitch on me. So he called me, I ain't answer. Then he called me again. He was like, I ain't gonna call you back again. I was like, my bad, I was busy. He's like, I know. You can't wait to tell me about how you a businesswoman. I don't give a damn.
No, they don't. And I said, they don't.
This I said, I know
be,
you know.
This nigga be asking for nudes. I'd be like, I'm at the studio. Damn, you always working. Yes, nigga. I am.
So he said to me, like, okay, so what's the love language? Quality time? I was like, no, it's gifts. And he was like, okay, so we need to start picking out what I'm going to get for what you going to get.
And wait, I was like an exchanging of gifts?
Yes.
That's not how it works.
Bitch, I ain't going to lie. I like it because he asked for real little shit because he really...
Like what?
Like, he'll tell
a
me...
A bag of Skittles?
No. Like, the other day, he was like, you know, it's so crazy. Like, you still talking to that nigga that got you busy? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, well, he ain't your man yet. Get on FaceTime with me. So we get on FaceTime. I was like, I got like 5 minutes. And he was like, that's enough for me to see your pussy. He was like, what you want? I was like,
oh, wait, that's the exchange?
Uh-huh.
You just got to show him your pussy?
He just wants to tell me what to do.
Wow.
So he asked me on FaceTime. He was like, you look cute. I was like, thanks. And he said, is anyone home? And I was like, no. He was like, okay, cool. He's like, tell me what you want. What's something you had your eye on? I was like, actually... I do want a new Rolex. He was like, you aiming too high for FaceTime. Pick something else. I was like, okay, well, I do want a new Prada bag. He was like, okay. And he was like, take your clothes off. And he was like, you need to make these next 4 minutes and 30 seconds worth it. Because it was like 125 out of 130 call. Bitch, it was so hot. I had to put the phone up, bend over, show my pussy, I had to spank my own ass. And he told me to send him the link.
Wow.
I loved it.
I need to get someone like that. I'll tell y'all maybe.
And he's fine,
I'll tell y'all maybe next week how I was humbled. And it didn't feel very good.
No, say it now, bitch.
I was saving.
I want the tea.
By the way, bitch, can I save some stories for another episode?
No, shit. Man.
Let's get into the horrible decision. Again,
why are we here?
The hors d'oeuvre was the motherfucking scream, nigga. Scream.
You see how this outline fucked us up. We almost had tea.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to give you the tea.
I'll tell y'all right. Y'all know we record 2 episodes a day.
I'm going to give you the tea with our next guest.
Next week, I'm going to be like, welcome back. What happened?
He deserves the tea. I'm going to tell you. Bitch, I'm so ashamed. So ashamed. All right, y'all. The horrible decision is women's sex facts in history. So wanted to get in with some inventions and some of the sluttiest women in history. Kudos to them.
Okay.
I wanted to start up with some facts that are either legends. They're facts / legends. They have not yet been super confirmed, but we're going to start off with the first one.
Like legends? Like of the Hidden Temple?
It literally.
Like myth.
First off, you saying the Hidden Temple is funny. Because we're taking it to Egypt, baby. So the first.
Oh, the fact.
Okay. In the temple, you get it where they put the mummies and shit. Anyway,
awesome.
Anyway.
Fun story after booty hole licking.
Cleopatra.
We really care for this.
Cleopatra was an innovator of the vibrator and was said to pleasure herself with the vibrations created from a box full of angry bees.
Ew.
Is that not crazy? It gets worse.
That sounds like a legend.
It gets worse. We are still in Egypt, baby.
Why am I saying that? Fable. What's the word? I don't like the word legend.
Legend. Tales of the Hidden Temple. Legends of the Hidden Temple. Which one was it on Nickelodeon? One of them.
It's a fairy tale.
Okay. No, that was a game. I'm talking about a game.
Oh, keep going. My head's broken.
The next Egyptian fact, and let me know if you know of any others. Ancient Egyptian women avoided pregnancy by shoving crocodile doo-doo into the vagina to act as a diaphragm.
I'm going
to
be honest with you. I believe that.
You believe this one?
And I'm going to tell you why. Because you'll do anything to not get pregnant, bitch.
I do. Look,
I was in high school and my homegirls told me to drink some shit. It could have been bleach and I did it. I don't know what it was.
Now, here were some other contraceptive pessaries used back in the day. It includes...
The words pessaries?
Oh, pessaries? Pessaries? One of them, bitch.
Just give me pescatarian.
No, it says it in quotation marks, so maybe it's a fake word. I don't know.
Wow. But
the other things that were used for contraceptive include tree sap, lemon halves, which I can see that. Cotton, wool, sea sponges, and also
sea sponges and
elephant doo-doo. They call it dung, but doo-doo sound way better. Because that's what we... Doo-doo brown. Doo-doo brown. No? Okay.
I'm sorry, you guys.
Who says dung? Have you ever called one of your turds dung?
No, but they do say dung when they're talking about like animals, like big animals.
Oh, animals don't say doo-doo and shit? It's not animal shit? Wow.
You know what's so wild? Shit is such a common word. I forget it's a curse word. And I was around a friend's kid. I was like, what happened? You shit? And I had to take it back. And I'm telling you, she just held her diaper at me. She was like, I was like, what happened? You shit?
You asked the baby if they shitted.
And I think she went like...
So she knew what shit mean?
Yeah, but I felt so
shit
bad.
Shit shouldn't be a cuss word. It's literally shit.
No, it has to be.
It's doo-doo.
If you had to pick one that was like in the dictionary for with children, I think damn might be one.
No. Damn is like hell. You damned to the devil. Like it's... To me, nah. To me, shit for sure. You know what else?
That's my favorite way.
That's what I'm saying. Actually... Bitch too. But
do you know that's how people know that I am like when I'm in LA, people know I don't say pa. When I'm in LA, people assume I'm from New York because I'll talk about it, right? I'll be like, oh yeah, when I'm whatever. But when I say shit or I say, bitch, I know you lying, they be like, oh,
where are you from?
You negress. What the
I wanted to get into an invention that I found to be very interesting.
What is it?
So at Liberos, a research center in Los Angeles, where you are at, bitch.
Ashley Beros.
It's ran by a sex researcher, Nicole Prowse, who does have her PhD. She created a brain zap for a better sex life.
Okay.
Through a method called direct current stimulation, the brainstem headset delivers electrical currents to your brain with the aim of boosting or curbing your sex drive. Depending on whether you feel it's too low or too high, by restoring your brain's reward center to healthy activation levels for around an hour. Right now, you have to go into the lab to get it, but she's hoping that she can make it commercially available in the future. Now, we've talked about like your sex drive changing with medication, just with work. I think we talk about a lot of people having different sex drives from their partners, even. I think this is something good. I think it's dope. It's science and shit. So
once I start fucking, I can't stop.
You know what?
You don't feel like that?
Eh. Like, I don't know. My sex drive right now, because it's so crazy. I'm with the young boy, and then 24/7, he pop up from time to time. And I realize I'm like, it's good, but bitch, I need the affection. I need to lay up. I want to watch a show with them. I want to lay up and spend the time that I'm not getting right now. And so that's why I'm like, yeah, we finna be in the same city, nigga, but I may or may not.
One of the episodes I want to do, but I can't figure out how to make it a business, is in sex sells, I've been wanting to cover brothels, which they're going to let me do.
That's a business.
Right? But that's been making me think about girlfriend and boyfriend experience. And maybe I can't really talk about money about this. Maybe it'd be something to discover on Horrible. But
you call it roses.
No, because it actually, I have to get into, business, LLCs, things like.
She get 2 dozen roses, bitch.
Bitch, I can't talk about sex.
No.
I want to talk about men and women and why we need it, right?
And what I'm telling you is, take them hoes to a florist.
Let me tell y'all what Mandy's talking about.
Take them hoes to a florist. We know them bitches call it roses.
Bitch, I want
to
talk about illegal business so bad. And every fucking meeting I have, we're like, yeah, we'll do the brothel. Maybe we can find a real street walker. And they're like, hey, bitch. Damn, we just got some ad dollars. Okay, so what Mandy's talking about with roses is back in the day on Craigslist or...
Arrows,
there's another one that's not Craigslist. What is it?
Backpage.
Yep. That was the one where they would not be able to say how much money that you could give them. So they would say roses or another term to have some like a quantity or something numerical in front of it.
It would be like a dozen plus, literally roses and flowers were the way they justified
how much you have to give them. But the reason that I've been wanting to talk about it is because the boyfriend experience we'd never get to explore. And I'm really curious because I feel like women need that more than men. But what exactly are you doing?
It's crazy because for a lot of the boyfriend experiences, I'm friends with hoes. I have a lot of sex worker friends. The boyfriend experience a lot of time, and this is crazy, ladies. I don't know what y'all are doing with your partners. Just to listen. They'll go out to dinner and it's a woman being attentive to them, complaining about work, their family, the house, the kids.
Wait, a woman complaining.
So no, the man.
Okay.
So when
so girlfriend experience.
When men are out getting the girlfriend experience, where again, we think that a woman maybe wants a boyfriend experience more. No. Mind you, you're paying for a lot more hours because it's normally a dinner date included, or it's an overnight stay or a half a night. So the rate is much higher. But literally all my friends that give girlfriend experiences to guys, it's like, bitch, the nigga just wouldn't shut up. Mm. They literally just want a woman to listen to them. And so in relationships, I don't know if that's something that women just stop doing, but a lot of times it's just they want to be heard. I ain't gonna hold you. The married men that I dated in the past, that I'm still very much friends with, that's what they used to say. I love that I could talk to you about the creative mind that I have. My wife doesn't give a fuck. She thinks it's a waste or a hobby. My wife doesn't allow me to just share the things that excite me a lot. And so that's what I was.
I don't think that women don't do that. I think that men don't have a soundboard.
Do you mean by that?
It's funny because I think about the 19 Keys episode a lot because there were a lot of holes that I didn't expose.
A lot of holes?
Holes.
You didn't expose your holes?
Because here's the... Okay. For one, there was something said, which jokes on me, because it was very much a woman's so focused on business, they end up not finding family, and But one of the things he talked about was needing a woman to be there to express himself and be his, I don't know what word he looked at, but his comfort, right? And he did talk about sharing creative ideas,
right?
That I do think women do. I think what happens is when a dude gets around a you or a me, or you get around the quote unquote boss bitch LLC type, now you cooking. I noticed that with niggas all the time.
Bitch, I was a hoe back then. I was an accountant.
But I'm telling you,
not
I never had
a bone.
And don't get me wrong, I would definitely listen.
Horrible. Yeah.
But I've seen in the last few years of my life how men receive from me when I'm talking now about money and business. Now it's there's a different respect level. And what's sad about that is it very well may be these women that these men have, but when other niggas kind of respect you and fuck with you, then they're like, oh, now I got to listen. They've got to see something that they would like to have from you almost. I actually don't believe, and sure, some men, but I don't believe because we have so many women that listen to this pod that have their own businesses, whether it be small or big, or work a 9-to-5,
they
make six figures.
Jobs, right?
And I still think they may not get that. I'm starting to think now when men are giving me that, it's because they want something I have. They really are like, ooh, I could fuck with that, or I could see myself doing that. I have a lot of homegirls that work in corporate America that make high figures, and niggas don't really give them that energy. And I think they do it to me if they're also a creative or if they're aspirational. She might very well make more money than me.
You may have that, because baby, when I tell you I don't be talking to these little creative niggas, get the fuck off my phone, nigga.
But you gotta remember, some of these niggas I'm meeting now are creative and lit. They really
Yep.
Seriously.
I love that we not in the same pool because I don't want none of them crab niggas. Stay away.
What do you
I
mean?
Like all retired niggas that are like, ooh.
Oh, I want one now.
Yeah, now that I have the time.
Bitch, the nigga I'm talking
to. On all these millions.
He said to me.
Now I want to start a production company.
And this is a very real sad thing. He said, can you imagine broke me and you? He said, imagine how lit our lives would be. How much time we could have. He said, we probably have kids. He said, shit, Nina gonna be fed. We might be struggling to eat. But like, we would live such a happy life. Broke me and broke you. Think about it. He's like, maybe you really do need a fucking broke nigga because I can't fucking fly to you right now. You can't fly to me. And he's like, but like the broke versions. And to be real, that shit is a thing. These creative niggas sometimes, bitch, if you can find you a little freelance nigga that got a week off, woo!
I love it. I just want a retired
NBA player
with a vasectomy.
Did you see Safari ask for a free vasectomy?
Listen.
He need to get slapped.
A mess.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I wanted to get into, of this list of 5, I wanted to talk about 2 of the sluttiest women in history and what they did. Only because while we think we are lit, we are nothing compared to these women. The first one is Virginia Odoani. She is from Tuscany back in 1837. And when she was 17 years old, they married off to a guy 12 years older than her. Would not be legal now, but back in the 1800s, I guess it was. Now, check this out. At the time, what we now call Italy was a bunch of smaller countries. Mm. And Virginia's cousin was part of a group that wanted to unify them. He took one look at his hot, young, close relative and realized the best plan was to get her to cheat on her husband with Napoleon and hope some political pillow talk could turn the tide. Because 19th century Europe was apparently an alternate universe Game of Thrones, complete with a short guy and creepy family relationships, Virginia managed to become the emperor's mistress for over a year. Mm. And shortly after it ended, he sent the troops to unite the peninsula. Historians disagree about how influential she actually was in making that happen. Since various battles and treaties and intrigues were going on at the same time, but she gave herself basically all the credit and was pissed off that everyone else did not.
Mm.
She basically said that she continued to cheat on her husband and made a nice living out of it. Eventually, word got around to the unbelievably rich but famously stingy Lord Hertford, where he actually offered the countess, you ready for this? This is how I know my pussy ain't all the way there yet. 1 million francs for one night with her. There was one catch. She had to do anything he wanted.
I'd fucking ask for that.
You want to know what the fuck this nigga wanted? The legend has it, she agreed that she couldn't sit down for 3 days. That's it. Before 1 million francs? Bitch,
hold on, wait.
Standing up.
What year
her
was
name
this?
Is 1837.
Inflation calculator.
A million francs, a million of any of them things is a lot. Wait, what are francs?
I think it's
franc?
German, right?
F-R-A-N-C.
Franc to USD?
Is what?
Swiss, sorry. Oh, okay. So it's about the same. Let's see.
Oh,
1893. How many?
1837.
Seven. No, 60. No, 70. No, six figures. So seven, 60.
No, bitch. A million is 7 figures.
I know, but that's only 60.
That's 70.
Then how come it's not 8 figures?
Oh, it's 7 figures. Bitch.
Ooh. Thought she was the math. Out.
All right, now.
$33 million today.
Bitch, I will stand up for a month. I will not sit this ass down, and maybe it would actually get a little bit more plump because the way I sit on it, I think it'd be flat.
33. That's a million a day. Million? You said a month. That's
bro,
a million and some change a day, ho.
Bruh, give it to me. I have one more
You know
woman.
How rich you got
to
be for that? That's like that Dubai rich.
Bro, that's really rich.
I've been working on a finance podcast for like helping someone out, like consulting. And one of the things that I uncovered in it was that the wealthiest people in the world, like they were talking about like how either they do nothing or they do everything. There's really no in-between people.
Right.
You either like the Zuckerberg who drives like a Prius and lives in Kauai in a simple house, or you're the Dubai guys that have like the golden toilet that like to burn money in shows and do all this shit. Like people don't know how to have a median. Watch me be a nigga.
Listen.
I will literally knock all of the teeth. Fuck veneers. I'll get golds just in there.
No, Y'all thought Bodhi was bad? Bitch, I'm having tigers. I would be that ignorant. I'm buying tigers. Backyard gonna have
damn, $33 million ain't even that much.
Okay, well, that was just for a month.
No, I'm just fantasizing.
If I had the money that, like, Zuckerberg and them shits got, bitch, give me a tiger. All right, the last one. This comes from an Afro-Latina. Well, she went from Angola to then Brazil, so I don't know if she's Brazilian or Angolan, but here we go. Zinga of Dongo and Matamba was born in what is now Angola. Her story goes to Brazil
come
later.
Come on, Zinga.
This goes back to 1583, where she spent the rest of her life kicking ass and having sex. I know that's right. By the time her father died in 1618, the Portuguese were slave trading their way all over Africa. Zinga's brother took over as leader, but he immediately gave the invaders everything they wanted. When the Portuguese started ripping people from their homes and sending them to work to death in Brazil,
I'm sorry.
The Bunda tribe turned to Zinga to save them. Hold on.
Bunda, that's a butt.
Here she go.
That's so, butt in Portuguese.
So it's Bundu, Mbundu. There's an M in the front. I'm just leaving the M silent.
We would like to not get canceled as we do have an upcoming tour.
Mbundu. If you're gonna make me say the M, it's Mbundu. But there's like no vowel between it, so I don't know how to say it.
Uh-huh. Okay, Mandy, go.
Anyway, she started fighting back. This was insane since Portugal was one of the world's biggest powers, but she led her armies in guerrilla warfare and held them off for 40 years. Here's the thing. With all this fighting, she must not have had much time to meet guys. She got around this problem by having a giant harem. Yes, women can have hundreds of men that they keep enslaved for sexual purposes.
This is so fucked up, but this would be a fantasy.
Literally, wait. So legend has it, she managed to combine two of her favorite things. It's tough to pick which hot guy you were going to have sex with each night, so she found a foolproof option. Two of the men would have to fight to death, and whoever won got to sleep with her that night. Then the next morning, he would be killed as well. Bro.
Not the pussy is a parting gift.
Listen, so
it's like a death row meal. What would you like, Popeyes or pussy?
At some point, age catches up to us all. At 75 years old, she decided she didn't need a harem anymore, disbanded it, but she made an honest man out of one of her youngest sex slaves, which she lived another 7 years and kept as her partner. Yo,
that's
thing is crazy.
Hot. I would love to see that in a movie or like an audio
you
series.
You know what I mean? Like, not you having niggas fight to death to fuck you. Just to fuck you, and then you like, all right. But,
and die.
And I'm still nuts.
Maybe it's like Jeopardy. They get to make it till the next night.
Regardless, it's nuts. I don't know how much time we have. I guess we could get into a hoe mail. You picked one. Did you want to read it for the guest that chose to just not show up? Sorry. I know you sent it to me. I can read it.
No, she's a bitch. 2:58 for a 3 p.m. show. Not a big deal.
Y'all, a guest canceled 2 minutes before she was supposed to be here.
Mandy fucking checked on her. I don't check on guests.
And I checked the night before. Like, you still coming? Yeah, I'm gonna beat up.
What made you check on her? Was it giving bullshitter?
Everyone gives bullshitter to me, especially when they ask to be on something. Like, when we reach out and we get the excitement in return, I'm like, okay, we're good.
No, it should be the opposite.
By the way, the trumpeter drove from D.C. to come just to be on our show. Of course, had other fun in the city, but literally drove to be here. I remember we've had people drive up from Philly. We've had people come from Jersey. In. Anyways.
The girl that I interviewed in the wheelchair, Ashley, years ago, she flew from Jacksonville. Like that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like crazy. That is crazy, but here's the thing. Like, when you really want your story told, like, shit happens.
And loved Naked Trumpeter. Glad he was able to
do
make it.
Do you have
it.
The Yep, I have to put up. Oh.
So, this is our home mail, guys. If you would like to send in a home mail, please send us an email to horribledecisions@gmail.com.
And not a goddamn novel like this one. Sorry.
I mean, this is kind of long. But literally...
Sorry, but we wish you luck, bitch.
Don't send... I think, actually, we read this one. Yeah, we read this one. So I'm going to read one of the other ones.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, we did.
It says Saturday.
Yeah, we read it.
Wait, help this 32-year-old? There's no way. It just got sent. I got it. I'll read it.
Oh, I had it pulled up from you. Are you sure we didn't read it? It's the platonic where she does. I feel like we did that in L.A., bro.
This was Saturday, nigga.
Oh, it just got sent? She resent that shit. I'm telling you, we read that thing already.
Bucket list birthday thruple? No!
Oh, that's not what you had in your notes for the last episode.
You know what's crazy, y'all? We're not going to edit this out.
Go ahead.
Hey, how do we do this show?
Go ahead.
Okay. Damn, I really hope I read this shit.
It's okay.
Dear Mandy and Weezy, I have a wild, for myself, bucket list birthday wish kink fantasy that I would like your help in fulfilling.
Bitch, just so you know, that's not what the fuck you had on the outline.
I know. This is just another one.
Okay, yeah, this one is new. This one's new.
I'm 32 years old, going on 33, June, Team Gemini. Okay, bitch, you gave this shit some time. And I'm currently dating. My sex life is past embarrassing and dull. And I haven't had good sex since I broke up with my ex 4 years ago. Between the pandemic, dating, being the ultimate Hunger Games, and the fact that I've enjoyed being in the house quite a bit, I'm now at the point of insanity. And there's nothing more that I want than good, mind-blowing fucking. I deserve it. I'm a great person, just caught in a terrible time. I'm reaching out because I have no idea for what my fantasy is. I have no idea on how to facilitate it. I have no idea on how to bring it to life. And I've never even had a one-night stand. So I don't see myself turning my dreams into a reality, but I need help. And who better than the ultimate kink-friendly queens of horrible decisions? First of all, bitch, you act like we out here being dick A&Rs.
I mean, yeah, I like that.
Who better than you guys to help me for my birthday?
Who better than us?
It's not beach? Make a wish,
who
bitch?
Better than us, beach?
Uh-uh.
Go ahead. I like it.
I want to fly to a different city and be part of a thruple with two men for an entire weekend. I want to explore the city with them, make them laugh. I'm sorry.
I have the answer already.
Visit museums.
I have the answer.
Try new restaurants, talk about music, get to know each other. Go back to a luxury hotel where they spit roast me and fuck my brains out.
Yes.
I have a sub spit roast praise kink, and this is my ultimate fantasy to literally just become a toy to two dominant men who command my every move in the bedroom, whisper spree. I'm sorry.
Whisper sweet nothings.
No, bitch. First of all, she acted like this is easy. Okay, let me keep reading.
I got the advice for it.
Okay. Whisper sweet things in my ear. Okay. Call me a nasty slut for following instructions. Tied up, flip tossed, put me back on a flight to come back to my life as a consultant. Mm. This is my dream, and my brain placed this happening in Dallas, but I'm open. I would never be able to pull this off by myself or know where to start, which is why I'm begging for your help, not you, the sub. I'm ready to start seriously dating again and making myself vulnerable to the idea of settling down, but want to live out my ultimate fantasy before I do it. I want to cross off my ultimate sex bucket list item and then find the love of my life, only put one penis in my mouth for the rest of my days. I want balance and excitement, thrills. I want to be on all fours getting fucked by one man while having another man hold my chin up and throat for me. Hopefully you can be my fairy godmothers and bring my kink dream true. Okay, girl.
Listen, girl. So join our Patreon. It's patreon.com/horribledecisions and hop your ass in the Discord, because the way people have become married, gotten fluid out, and literally have orgies through our Discord, It's a lot of sex friendly, openly kinky individuals that either want to experience things for the first time as well. There's a whole kink channel where they're sharing nudes. People share about who they've met. There's ratings. There's all the things on our Discord on Patreon. I would say that's the way.
Mandy said, you want this advice, you're going to give me $15.
Get your ass on Patreon. But also, I have found in the spaces, and then it may take you time to find it. I would say maybe bring your ass to New York. I have seen probably every single time I've been to the sex club, a woman enjoying multiple men at once.
Mm.
So I don't know if you have the wherewithal to have this happen in front of a room of people. I do think you would be able to meet very outgoing gentlemen.
That hoe says she wants, I want to visit a museum. I want to have dinner. Girl, you asked me for a laugh.
I would say the sex club is great, or
you can't have Picasso and penis.
I mean, or FetLife. So FetLife is an app that I know motherfuckers be getting on, and they be getting their little thing going. There's also probably men on there that have men that they trust to gangbang with.
Like, they'd rather fuck a homie, yeah.
Yeah, like, well, homies that they're like, yeah, we can do this. This bitch want to be slutted out. That's easy. So I would,
you know,
say,
I want to see what she looked like. I'm Googling her.
Why you always got to Google and look up?
Because I don't know.
Everybody's for somebody.
I just
somebody
know.
Is for everybody.
Oh, she'll definitely get fucked.
Now, bitch, if you want to go to the sex club with me, did you just look up her LinkedIn or something?
Yeah.
I don't like you. Listen, y'all about to, you about to have people start making up fake emails. She's beautiful.
Why? What did you gonna do? I would never violate somebody.
By the way,
oh, you mean because they're ugly?
This is awful for me to say, but you an easy sell. You could get you could get some niggas to fuck you now.
I know.
You is fine, bitch. I would fuck you if I saw you in a sex club.
Oh, good for you, Mandy.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
And you know what? Who is to say she's not the bigger hoe? Look at that.
You know what? Anyways, y'all, we gonna get up out of here. Hope that y'all enjoyed and learned some shit about fucking Women's History Month.
Oh,
because, bitch, we got a whole month.
Atlanta, we're gonna be there in a few weeks. We are gonna be at the Black Effect Pod Festival. I'm actually really excited. I know you got to see Robin. Do you remember when I went to the wrong day?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Oh, bitch, didn't I fly out the next day? I couldn't even be there.
That was nuts.
Y'all, I was supposed to be at the Reasonably Shady. And shout out to Robin and Giselle. I'm actually really sorry. Because I was that fucking busy. Yeah, I flew my mom up for that.
That's crazy.
Do you remember that? My mom loves
that. You got to add it to the calendar, bitch.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why you just be thinking you could just shuck it down.
I had added it to the calendar.
The wrong
day. I think
date.
Pacific.
Yeah.
Is,
I don't know. No.
Anyway.
It was a whole wrong day.
Bitch, I showed up at the City Winery. I said, damn, I thought this shit was sold out.
It was.
Wow.
It was great.
I was really out there excited. By myself.
Y'all, April 22nd, we are going to be a part of other Black Effect podcasts for the Black Effect Podcast Festival at Putnam Yards or something like that.
Pullman
Yards.
I don't know.
So we are going to be joined by 85 South, Big Facts Podcast.
Checking in with Michelle Williams. Reasonably Shady.
Reasonably Shady.
And it is actually hosted by Jess Hilarious, Charla, and DJ Louis B. So
get your tickets, B.
The shows start at 12 p.m. It's at Pullman
Yards.
We're
headlining. We're going to be towards the afternoon. Evening.
Oh, I know, bitch. I'm just letting y'all know. You would like to enjoy other people and not trying to say they ain't shit. I'm just saying they are not horrible decisions.
Make sure you get your tickets now. Do you see the website to where they can get tickets?
Damn, hold on.
On the fly?
Now you ask me a lot. Hold on. BlackEffect.com/podcast festival.
There we go. And
we'll put it
in
the
description of this episode. Y'all, thank y'all so very much for tuning in. Make sure you join our Patreon. Make sure you see everything else we got going on. Also, if you want to join me in Turks and Caicos with Medina Monroe from Cocktails, the details are in the description for that as well. Join our Patreon, watch our other podcasts, and we'll see y'all in Atlanta 4/22.
Students are only $25, bitch,
boom,
to get
y'all
into
better
this.
Bring up them goddamn
That's
CAU
crazy,
IDs.
Bitch.
You know what's crazy? I still got my fucking ID.
These are some of the most affordable tickets I've seen for
I'm
a podcast.
Not gonna lie, so I will be buying some student
what
tickets.
What festival can you get into for $25? Oh, Charlamagne really threw y'all niggas a bone.
There we go. Get the tickets. Bring your friends. Let's have a good time. And y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to yet another episode of Hurry Blood. This is y'all.
Bye, y'all. Yeah,
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.